The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. John was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard what he said and followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following him and said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and you will see." So they went and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day. It was about 4 in the afternoon. Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, was one of the two who heard John and followed Jesus. He first found his own brother Simon and told him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated Christ. Then he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, the son of John. You will be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. Two disciples of John turned and followed Jesus, and they say, "Rabbi, where are you staying?" And Jesus says, "Come along and you'll see." Why didn't he just tell him where he lived? "I live up over the hill and around the corner." Why do you ask? Why didn't he just tell him where he lived? Why? Because he wanted them to know him. That's why. Remember, our faith is first and foremost an encounter with a person. It was as if Jesus looked into their souls, knew what they wanted, and said, "Come spend time with me, and then you'll understand." See, first comes knowing, then comes loving, and then and only then comes the strength to do what he asks. That's the story of our discipleship. That's what it ought to be, at least. It's certainly the story of the life of every saint. It's certainly the story of the saint whose feast day we celebrate today, the much-beloved St. Elizabeth Ann Seton. Hopefully you all know about St. Elizabeth Ann Seton. She only lived up over in Emmitsburg, not even very far away. First native-born United States citizen ever to be canonized a saint. And what a life she lived. Elizabeth Ann Seton did it all. Wife and mom and widow and educator and founder of Catholic schools and founder of a religious community, the Daughters of Charity. Hopefully you know a little bit about her life, but just in case you don't, Elizabeth Ann Bailey, it's her maiden name, was born into one of the most prominent and wealthy Episcopalian families in New York City. And she married into high society and had a fashionable residence on Wall Street. And she had the most glittering parties and the most powerful people in the country as her close personal friends, and all seemed to be going well. But the years following the American Revolution, in which Elizabeth Ann Seton lived, they were particularly turbulent. And raiders on American shipping bankrupted her husband's profitable business, which caused him the deepest stress. And from that stress came illness, and from that illness came an untimely early death. Now, Elizabeth Ann Seton and her husband, they were over in Italy when he died. And she noticed the difference between how the Catholic families dealt with grief and anything she'd ever before seen with her Episcopalian friends back in old New York. The strength they drew from the knowledge of the communion of the saints and their liturgical prayer and the sacraments, and especially the Eucharist. You know, God never causes evil. But one of the reasons he allows it is because suffering and evil become a point of entry by which God can finally get into your heart. And that's what happened with Elizabeth Ann Seton. And it was as though she began to spend time with the Lord for the very first time. And when she came back, she confounded all of her high society friends by wanting to convert to the Catholic faith, which was, you know, the faith of the poor and the people who dusted their china and worked in their homes. And she said, no, I want to become a Catholic. And there's so much more I can tell you about her life, but this is the most important thing. Everything that she did after that, all of her foundering of the religious orders and communities and Catholic education, it all was a fruit of the time she spent with the Lord, the conversion of her heart that caused her to fall in love with him and say yes to his grace. That's what we need to do as well. Deep inside every human heart is a desire that we can't explain. It's deep, it's yearning, it's churning, and you don't even know what it's for. You don't even know necessarily what it's about. But you know what that desire is? It's a desire that God has placed in your heart to come and to find him. And as long as you feel that desire burning in your heart, it's a sign that you have not yet said yes to him as deeply as he wants you to. And there's so much more good that the Lord is calling you to and that you're born for and that you're capable of. The story of Elizabeth Ann Seton's life, that needs to be the story of our lives as well. The disciples said to Jesus, Rabbi, where do you stay? And Jesus said to them and to us, come and you will see. For the grace of a deeper conversion of heart and deeper surrender, let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. Saint Elizabeth Ann Seton, pray for us.